Here's the beginning of a nursery rhyme we're all familiar with.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girl. But Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X.
And that's where the nursery rhyme ends, when three little girls become superheroes and the stars of the Cartoon Network's The Powerpuff Girls.
Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil.
The show's campy dialogue is worthy of the old Batman TV series, and the action sequences rival the latest Japanese animation. Craig McCracken created the Powerpuff Girls while he was an art student at the California Institute for the Arts. He pitched it to the Cartoon Network in 1991, but it didn't go into production until 6 years later.
And when it was tested, everyone hated it. There were like 11-year-old boys telling me I should be fired, and it was the worst cartoon they've ever seen in their life. And that kind of freaked Cartoon Network out, so they were real hesitant about, you know, going to series right away with it.
But now, 11-year-old boys, 6-year-old girls, and an untold number of adults are hooked. The Powerpuff Girls is the most popular show on the Cartoon Network.
What a lot of people have found out about Powerpuff Girls is initially they just think it's this little girl thing that's lame, like My Little Pony or whatever. Then they watch it and they're like, wait a minute, this is really funny and this is really good. And it's actually, you know, entertaining.
The city of Townsville is under renovation, but that doesn't hinder the daily life of its citizens. No, sir.
It has, to me, a real 50s sensibility. There's the wisecracking, campy narrator, and he's sort of a 50s science guy, and it's sort of atomic in a way. And also the drawings have that very 50s, 60s graphic sensibility.
Yeah, that's just kind of the way I draw. I've always been, you know, attracted to that kind of iconic, symbolic design style. The girls don't look like real little girls, but they're an icon that says little girls. The initial concept of the show is a combination of cuteness and toughness. And so the girls are kind of like this spectrum of being cute and tough, where Bubbles is a lot cuter than she is tough.
Ew, what's that icky green stuff?
And Buttercup is tougher than she is cute.
It ain't a corn dog.
And Blossom is a balance right in between.
Definitely isn't cake.
I know it's not a hamster.
You eat hamsters?
No, I like hamsters, and I know I don't like that stuff.
And which character do you like the best?
You know, I like all the girls equally, but I really like writing for the mayor and the professor. They're like fun diversions for me because the mayor's such an idiot sometimes.
and so is the professor.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's something that's happened accidentally is all the women are pretty positive and all the men are just idiots.
The hotline! What is it, Mayor?
Blossom! Mojo Jojo is destroying Soho with his Robo Jojo and that's a big no-no! So hurry up and go-go!
Oh, no! Buttercup, let's move out!
Mojo Jojo is the key villain and he's a monkey.
Monkeys are good in any aspect of entertainment and so... He's this evil monkey who mentally is like above humans on the evolutionary scale, but physically he's below them. So he has this, you know, inherent frustration that he'll never be able to overcome them. He's basically like your classic catch-all villain who can either be really dumb and silly or we can make him really evil if we want to.
I, Mojo Jojo, have knocked you out. I have put you in a state of unconsciousness. Ha ha! I laugh at your pain. I make a sound of pleasure at your shortcomings. I do this because I am bad. I am evil. I am Mojo Jojo!
Mojo Jojo does get some respect on a new CD inspired by the Powerpuff Girls. Heroes and Villains features 11 new songs by indie rock bands. Mark Mothersbaugh of the group Devo helped produce the album, which includes this tribute to Mojo Jojo by Devo called Go Monkey Go.
There was a big pot and every band got to pick one piece of paper out of it and we got to write about a monkey, which was kind of fitting because Devo kind of was obsessed with de-evolution. So
right.
We took to the job.
Powerpuff Girls creator Craig McCracken says he asked some of his favorite bands, including Shonen Knife and the Apples in Stereo, to create songs about the show's characters. There are songs about the girls, about their creator, Professor Utonium, about Townsville, and then there's this song by Frank Black of the Pixies.
Last night I had the strangest dream. Saw everybody running in the streets, leapfrog and salmon trying to get upstream. The dream was over, but I could not sleep.
We kind of gave people loose assignments, like write a song about the mayor or whatever, and I was like, just write a song about the city being in danger. His song is about a family who has this collective dream of something bad is going to be happening to the city of Townsville. But what I think he's really done is there's a character in the show called the Talking Dog. He's written the song from the perspective of the family that owns the talking dog. And I haven't confirmed this with him, but if it's true, it's amazingly brilliant.
I'm not a religious dog, but I said that. Better pray for the girls. Better pray for the girls. Ain't no other hope in this world now.
What kind of sound were you going for with this album?
I didn't want to make a typical kids album where it's embarrassing to listen to, where it sounds really childish. I wanted to actually make a legitimately good album that even if you knew nothing about the Powerpuff Girls, you could still listen to it.
The fact that this is the most popular show on the Cartoon Network, is that surprising to you?
Yeah, I pretty much thought I would get a cult hit. I would get college students watching it in their dorms, and then it would disappear, and years later somebody might bring up, hey, that was a pretty cool show, do you remember that? But I'm pretty surprised how big it's kind of blown up, because it's a pretty bizarre concept when you really break it down. It's a little surreal.
Craig McCracken, creator of the Cartoon Network's The Powerpuff Girls, along with Mark Mothersbaugh, who helped produce Heroes and Villains, music inspired by the Powerpuff Girls. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.